Hour number two on a TED Talk Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. And Teddy's in the house. Just going to turn your mic on there, Teddy.
Oh, free now football. Let's go. Are you kidding me? This is incredible. Partly, I was so thrilled the Patriots won and then we get another week to talk about them. Partly because I had a strong take about this being a huge disappointment if they weren't able to win this game. Oh, I was going to have to defend it all week and all offseason. I don't have to now.
Plus, you had your little stat. If he turns it over and gets sacked three times, they lose. Except he did it.
You misheard me. Of course you did. I said in the three losses, the common theme was that. But they have had wins in which he's done it. But the common theme in all three losses were he had an interception and three sacks.
Now in the postseason, when he turns it over twice and is sacked five times, they win. That's how they get to the next round. So
it just goes to show you this team is got a great quarterback because there's room for error even in these games. They can still win.
That's why I love it. We talked about last week. Drake said, I have a huge, big job, and I know that I have to play well for us to win. I don't really think he played that well, and you still won.
And on the other side, the opponent that they have this weekend is they have room – they have room for error on offense because of how good that defense is.
Yes, absolutely. And they found room to use those errors last night. C.J. Stroud, remember how great he was supposed to be?
He was so good last year against the Patriots, though.
And it's like, what I saw last night looked like a chicken with his head cut off.
Is that offensive coordinator? That's the difference.
That's Nick Caley right there. It could be. I don't know. But he's a guy, we use that word regression. C.J. Stroud looks like a guy that's regressed, not progressed, over his 3 years in the NFL. Like, there's still a youthful, problematic mistakes to him that you feel like you should be working out of your game, not part of your game still. So, but we're going to get to that. We got all week long to talk Patriots and Texans, that nightmarish matchup that nobody wanted to see. Well, we're all going to be watching around 3:30, 3 o'clock, whatever it is, kickoff time, Sunday at Gillette Stadium. They got the early game there. And then you'll obviously, Fitzy, right, stick around for the Six Rings postgame show, baby, till 9 o'clock right here on WEEI on Sunday night. But it is 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. That means it's time for 3-Point Stances.
319!
Just count three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-Point Stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy, you look confused. Do you have a thought?
Not one that I want to share on air.
Okay, instead we'll have three hosts, each of which are presenting their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today, in Boston sports and beyond, no matter where the sports are happening. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You have 60 seconds for your opening stance, and I'm excited about the topic that you've chosen because I think it's an interesting mix between sports and media and just kind of human nature. So with all that being said, you have 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
So real quick, we have a little audio to set the stage.
I want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
You hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
And you did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you just hold your head up, okay?
Thanks,
and ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
thank
right?
You
keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
So that clip was Lynn Jones of the Jacksonville Free Press. Sounds like a tremendously nice woman.
Oh.
I love the message. I hate when, where, and how she delivered
it. This is unbelievable.
That was taken from Liam Cohen's post-game press conference right after his team lost to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. This is a work setting. In case you've never been to an NFL game, they literally announce in the press box, there's no cheering in the press box. They make an announcement that you're not allowed to cheer in the press box. And I would say, I've never heard that in a post-game press conference, but it would be generally understood. You're not supposed to cheer or come off as a fan in a post-game press conference. That is 8 to 12 minutes-ish of time with the head coach, fresh off the game, for you to ask questions, for you to gather information. Why did you lose? How'd it go so wrong? What happens? What's next? Whatever you want to ask. And Lynn Jones, again, I think you're a very nice woman with a very nice message. Just deliver it to Liam Cohen at a different time in a different place. Nailed it.
Do you really think she came across as a... I've seen the sign. I've also been... Andy, years ago, I got yelled at for wearing something in the press box. I get it. I've learned my lesson, sort of. I don't know. Was that fan-like, or was that almost just sort of like maternal?
She ended with Duval, like she actually.
Well, that's a rally cry for the region. That's not like a team.
But this is not the time for rallying cries or anything.
You can't be serious right now. You can't be serious.
I'm just asking. Well, I mean, I'm not serious that often, but I'm just asking. Mostly, I'm just asking questions. I don't think that that was horrendous.
Okay, so you think that press conferences are times for pep talks, cheering, rallying?
No, they're not.
Ted is obviously speechless. I'm giving him a second to collect his thoughts before.
I want to give Fitzy a chance to think about this a little bit. I've never in my life, I've heard a thousand press conferences. Have I ever heard anything like that?
So let me give you the counter.
Ted, I'm only thinking.
I'm just thinking that some instinct kicked into this woman where she left her journalistic sensibility and like something maternal kicked in and she just like felt compelled to just be like, oh, I feel horribly for this man right now. And I just want to let him know he made the region. Maybe she's willing to take the strike on her. Maybe she's willing to get the backlash from Andy.
Yeah.
Maybe she's willing to be castigated on national shows, on regional radio, et cetera. But something must have just overtaken her. I bet she doesn't break the rules and journalistic protocol on a regular basis.
100%
I bet you she's not a notorious repeat offender.
That's fair. I guess the only thing I would say is do it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Do it in private.
And it's very easy to do. If you've been to a press conference, if you want to talk to the coach as he walks off, you can. I don't care who the coach is, Bill Belichick, whoever. You can say something to him, pat him on the back as he walks
Text
off.
Text him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my
But it'll go to Dayball instead.
I'm just saying, anything she writes this day forward is going to be looked through that the prism of she's a super fanboy of the head coach.
Right. And I don't even care about that. Maybe that's what she is. I've never read anything she's written. So maybe she is a fanboy.
The reader should care.
Also, Fitzy, you said like something kicked in her. And I agree. She came off, you know. When I'm having a bad day, I'd like her to call me. Like if she should now sell cameos. Like she'll call you and cheer you up.
So true.
Good. Maybe that's going to be her new thing. Onlyjagsfans.com. But it's going to be like a positive emotional resource website.
No, seriously, maybe she's going to keep her clothes on though, right?
That's what I said. But it's a positive, nurturing, emotional support website. Like I hear that. I didn't hear just like, and I'm on the sidelines and I'm cheering for Duval. You know I'm going to be there next year, even though there's going to be construction issues at Everbank, and I'm going to wear my Trevor Lawrence jersey in between my ATN and Jacoby Myers. No, I legitimately something to me about this, as and I'm sure there are probably beat writers and analysts and columnists listening to our show right now laughing and wanting to call in and scold me as well. Fine, go right ahead. I don't care. I just don't feel like this is as egregious or offensive as I think a lot of people are portraying it as.
Well, it is egregious, but I wanted to ask real quick before we get off the Fitzy, you said like she saw a guy, blah, blah, like that need. He lost a game. That's literally his job is to play a game. It's not like his father died. Like if there were extenuating circumstances,
well, the way we talk
he was
about sports
dealing
sometimes.
With something. Yeah. No, he lost a game. He actually had a really great season, went to the playoffs and lost the first game. Yeah. It happens. I didn't get this.
This is a fascinating topic. It really is. And I think Fitzy, you're probably right in the sense that the majority of people would have no problem with it. It's the people in this industry, the people that cover teams on a daily basis, talk about teams on a daily basis that are going to have the biggest problems with. That's why it surprised me to see the tweet from my boy Adam Schefter about this.
Yeah, that was very weird. And he got shredded by people retweeting
no
him.
No surprise.
Yeah. And there were players that were very critical of this. I thought that was interesting. There were a lot of players, or former players, I should say, but former players who now maybe are in the media were kind of ripping her. The thing that the hypocrisy of it is what bothers me. So if she had stood up there and said, Liam, you had a terrible season. You should be ashamed of yourself. What you did as a head coach today, you cost an entire region a chance to win a playoff game. Everybody would say, whoa, what are you doing? It's not about you, woman. This is a press conference. You're supposed to ask questions. So if you say positive things, it's okay. If you say negative things about the guy, you're making you're grandstanding and you're making a show and you're making it about yourself. No, no, no. This is about a press conference setting where you ask questions. That's what it's designed to be for. You're not actually supposed to share your opinion, good or bad.
But you realize she made it about herself.
100%. And people
it
like
being
it.
Being positive.
I can tell you the text line is lighting up. Oh, she was great.
Guys.
Get over it.
Yeah, and, you know where, and Andy, do you know where she's from? You think she's a Jags fan? You think she's Duval? You think she's from the largest square mile city in America? No, she's from Detroit.
Okay. I don't know if but that matters. She's I don't know how long she's lived.
Something
in
she's
been there
a long this woman, time. She was not launching a Substack, and she was not like trying to get people to subscribe to her Instagram page or something. Like, I legitimately, from the way she delivered that, it sounded like she saw a man who was broken or who felt like he had let a team down, a fan base, a region. And there was something in her that just like compelled her to just be like, hey, you did good, guy. Like, you, I, you know, you look like you need a hug right now. And she's taken lots of heat, and there's a plenty of smoke, obviously, that just came from you guys, let alone others. Mm-hmm. And it's probably well warranted in that capacity. We have rules. Without the rules, society obviously would turn on its head, and it would just be a giant blog or a crappy Twitter feed. But it's not. I get it. I'm just saying, I'd probably be willing to either sweep this under the proverbial rug or give her the breakfast ball.
It's just, it's very barstoolish. Like, just, you know.
It's gimmicky.
It's not real journalism. It's fanboy barstool. And that's, I don't know. I mean, that's what people want now? Is that this?
Barstool? I didn't hear any F words or piece of review.
Like, no, it's the good version of that. It's all positive. It's the G-rated Barstool version. That's what it is.
Stiz, you've been...
I just think, oh, you guys sound so lame. I'm sorry. Like, the people, like, you guys are not Woodward and Bernstein. You're covering a literal game.
Sure.
In this pure human interaction, everyone, all these like supposed journalists are like getting on this lady.
What was the interaction?
I don't understand
the interaction, because everybody's saying it was an interaction. She didn't ask a question, did she?
No.
One question.
Well, she went on subsequent, you know, news programs and said that she felt like his lip was quivering. He was, you know, he was having an emotional moment. And like Nick said, and I agree with him, her maternal instinct kicked in, and she just wanted to offer this guy some words of encouragement. You know, sports is part of the community. This lady's been covering the Jacksonville community for like 30 years. She's been a journalist in that community. And so the Jaguars and Lee and that coach, to an extent, are part of that community. And I think she was offering support like on behalf of the community.
What does that have to do with the wrong place, wrong time argument? That she's at a press conference.
So we could hear the same question, you know, hey, what
so
do they feel like on fourth
anymore?
And down?
No, that's fine. If you're a fan and you
I'm
don't
not saying
want them
that.
To
Andy,
ask why you lost and why
there's
why
room
Trevor
for
Lawrence
both.
Looked like
nope.
crap.
There's
nope.
room for both.
Nope. People have
her 30 seconds
nope.
asking that question did not take away from the third time somebody
did.
Asked,
yes,
oh,
did.
Hey, what did it feel like when you threw that pass?
Yes,
like,
it did.
He didn't throw any passes.
There's a finite amount of time in those press conferences, and if you're going to use that amount of time to just – tell him your opinions and not ask a question, you're taking away from someone else's time to ask a question.
And can everybody else do that now? If there's a guy that thinks Liam Cohen sucks, can he stand up and just say, Liam Cohen sucks, that's all I have to say, I don't have a question? Like, it's a slippery slope, it's opening pins.
It's a slippery slope.
This
that's
is
it.
An environment in all areas, right? If there's a press conference with the FBI, if there's a press conference with the mayor, you're there to ask questions. Now, people try to slant them, right, in certain directions to get a point across.
It's still a question.
But should those now be, hey, woo, you suck. I hate the bike lanes. Get out of Boston. Nope. You are supposed to go there and respect the process and the situation. And I'll go back to the point I made, Stiz. I think you were probably one of those people that thought Steve Buckley and Bert Breer and Mark Farinella and others, when they went after Bill Belichick,
were unfair.
It's not about you. It's unfair. Just ask a question. You're not the show. No one's here to hear you speak. But when it's positive, you love it. When she said,
yeah,
nice job,
obviously,
coach.
Yeah, because
love
the
you,
world
man.
Needs if, more of that, and I, she's not trying to make it about her. I really,
oh, she,
yes, she
absolutely
is.
Did.
Yes,
she
is.
No, she did. No, yes, she did not. Yes, you no. think her yes, intention was to try to go viral, or she was? This was somehow about her. Like Nick said, she's not trying to
she
launch
should
a
have.
Substack.
She should have. Yes,
she was offering a real human moment in a real time and place to a guy that she felt deserved it. Like, I just think you guys are making such a big deal over this.
Then maybe she should. Then maybe what she should have done is chewed up five more seconds at the beginning or the tail end of her little offering to Liam Cohen and said, I apologize. I understand this goes against code or this isn't the way this is normally done. Because if she's been doing this for three decades, she's probably well aware of the way that she's supposed to compose and conduct herself. But I mean, I almost could feel what resonated through her and what she got a hold of. Like, he must have just been absolutely broken and devastated by it. So I appreciate the humanity, but then again, you can find me on one fanboy lane.
I love the humanity. Are you kidding
too.
Me? I'm the biggest humanity guy ever. I love that stuff. Not there and not at that moment.
It's the time and the place.
She couldn't help herself.
8-minute press conference after the game. That's all it is. The rest of it, she should do that. She could do that. Maybe he needed that. All of those are admirable, whatever. But it's a press conference. Like, suddenly press conferences, when they hand the mic, when Stacey James calls on Mike Reese, Mike, don't ask a question. Just give your opinion on Mike Vrabel and how he's feeling, or Drake May and how he's feeling. Like, if you allow this, you've changed press conferences everywhere forever. If that's
what it's
about.
Yeah, but Andy, that's not true, because this stuff has been happening. I've watched, like, the guy Spaz that used to work for Hillman and, you know, even worked for EEI for a little bit. His thing was, he would go to some of these press conferences, and I think one time he asked Bill Belichick for, like, a pair of tickets to the game.
He did.
Right?
Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, like this stuff happens all
the time. They're called bits.
But it's been happening for 20 years.
Barstool bits.
It's been happening for 20 years, and it hasn't ruined all the more serious journalists, has it? It's, you know, these press conferences haven't been turned into a giant circus. And what does it tell you that Adam Schefter, one of the most respected, journalist reporters in the sports. Yes, I would say so.
Is he a journalist? Is he questioned? Is he doubt? Does he...
he didn't seem to have a problem with it.
He just gets information and regurgitates it.
And I don't know that he's been to a press conference and asked a question in a long, long time, because the news comes to him.
That's right.
It comes to his cell phone. But I will tell you, 3:45 on Wednesday, we'll ask Adam Schefter about retweeting this and his thoughts on this, because it is interesting. Okay, I don't want to monopolize it. Sorry, Dan Ball. But I will say just real quick on the text line, Ted, you and I are in the minority. Texters believe with Fitzy, the fans.
Yeah, the
fans in the room.
The fan would
My
think that.
God. I know. You guys are out here curing cancer.
We never said that.
We're just at a press conference.
Got freaking Jonas Salk and Marie Curie in studio, and old fanboy Fitzy back in his dump
so
in Connecticut.
I love what she said. Loved it. I mean, I want her to give me the biggest hug. But not there and not at that moment.
So there's an exchange, guys. Like, a writer from the AP tweeted out, nothing awesome about fans/fake media doing stuff like that. It should be embarrassing for the people who credentialed her and her organization, and it's a waste of time for those of us actually working.
There
she was
go.
Read that so, on yep. a news program, and then her response to it was, I don't take no offense to it. I've been in this business more than 25 years. There are no rules. I said what I wanted, and I have no qualms about it.
There
there are shot or shot. Good for her.
Wait. There are rules. There's literally a rule, no cheering in a press box. Yeah. I haven't heard them announce before. Now, maybe before press conferences, they have to announce, when you get the microphone, it's intended for you to ask a question, not share an opinion of the head coach. Maybe we need to do that moving forward. Also, differentiation. Somebody was like, oh, this is real good, Andy. You go on the radio and praise JB all the time, but she can't.
That's very different.
I'm on the radio. If I go to a Celtics game and I sit front row and go, JB, you're awesome. You get screwed by the refs tonight. You should keep your head held high. You are the most disrespected athlete in the history of Boston sports. That would be totally inappropriate.
I mean, it was weird that you were wearing the Jaylen Brown jersey last time you were at that Celtics scrum, but whatever.
Crossed the line. There are rules. There's professionalism. And I do think there's a hypocrisy with a lot of people. And I saw Bert Breer kind of talking about this subject, saying the sad part of becoming media is you stop becoming a fan.
That's
you can't really cheer anymore.
Right.
He was saying he hasn't rooted for a team in an NFL game in 20 years. Yeah. And he was a guy that was accused often of going at Belichick and grandstanding and making himself the story. Yeah. Why? Because it was negative. If you had just been patting Bill on the back and saying, Bill, that was awesome. When you went for it on 4th-and-2 and didn't get it, that was awesome.
Yeah,
you should hold your head high.
I don't get that point. Like, obviously, if you insult somebody, it's worse than if you give them a compliment.
Why?
Right? Like, obviously, if I call you, if I say, hey, Andy, great outfit. Like, okay, that's nice. If I say, Andy, you're looking fat today. Yeah, that's disrespectful. You shouldn't do that. Like,
I'm saying if you had a bad season and you lost the game is just as inappropriate as you had a great season. You should keep your head held high. Both are opinions that you can share on the radio. Mm-hmm. Or, guess what? That's the other thing. She has a medium. She has a column. She has a. She could have written a front page letter to open ended letter to Liam Cohen that we should all feel about our head coach, right? She has the ability to express it. She's not locked in a closet. I also would like to argue real quick, and this is maybe the third rail, but I've seen a lot of insinuations. It's because she's a woman, or it's because she's a black woman, or
no,
any of these
that
things.
Has nothing. No, to do
nothing
with it.
Nothing to do with it. This
Zero.
Is about the time no, and the no, place no. and the message.
No, 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 no. And you know, yes, an editorial, like I forget the name of that really good one who does him on the news in Dallas. He's maybe the absolute best at him. Would have probably been the proper place, proper time, proper forum. Again, I legitimately believe she just couldn't help herself. And I think she should be forgiven for the fact that, some divine intervention took place and she just...
I hear you, Fitzy. I mean, it's yep. it's just.
No, I know you're a very motivational, positive guy, Ted. I totally get that.
I just wish I could use the. I just something overcame me when I did XYZ as my excuse right. for things. I just wish I could use that.
Keep that in the back pocket. I will say the best argument I've heard of all of these arguments for her doing this. Have you seen a Trump presser? He's always unprofessional. Like. He has changed the way press conferences work from his perspective.
I would actually.
He calls people names. Oh, he goes after people. So that ethics, is actually.
Let's leave politics out of it.
That is, but that's an argument that the
media,
press conference
media is changing.
Has changed.
Media in general is changing, right? It's not. I mean, you guys sound like the same type of people that are like, I hate Pat McAfee. Yeah. Like, I hate this new age journalism.
I don't really like him, but it's true.
Yeah, go figure. I mean,
put some sleeves on.
You old farts are getting removed, and the new generation is.
You know what? And
maybe
McAfee actually yesterday, Ted, called the media that is criticizing her a bunch of curmudgeon bums.
Yeah. There you go.
No, yeah. So you know what I think he did? Yeah. He licked his finger, he put it up with the wind and figured out which way could be more popular, and he went in that direction.
That's right.
What he does.
Yeah. Well,
I think he's got 17 million reasons not to give a flying blank what we think.
Because we live in a likes culture. I want to get likes. I don't want to give my real opinion. Because my real opinion might not be popular and might not
get
likes.
Pat has pushed against the narrative.
Bill, you're awesome when you sit down here on game day. You're the greatest GM and head coach I've ever seen.
Bill is the greatest coach of all time.
Could you tell me about Navy? Navy was awesome. You grew up at Navy.
He was an old...
Did Billy beat Duke? Oh, my God, Billy. Billy beat Duke.
Yeah, that's a soft landing spot. That's the Oprah of sports now when you go on the Pat McAfee show. Dan Ball, just tell us when you want to pull the plug on this.
This is great.
Now seems to be good before somebody jumps through the glass at each other. We'll put a pin in that.
Why have an ethics class?
If a difference of opinion on something like this can't be celebrated without making it personal, then we're all in the wrong business in the first place.
Amen to that, Fitzy.
Just an FYI about making it personal. The 617, all caps, F off Ted and Andy, and they didn't use F. They used all the four letters of that word. So
that was me texting in.
That felt a little personal. All right. That's going to do it for our singular three-point stance today. Very passionate fight. Although, did you guys notice something? There's one, two, three, four of us who spoke a lot. And then there's Dan Ball. He never really chimed in.
I don't know what
he doesn't want to give his opinion.
I don't know what available time you heard during the course of the last 20 minutes. Do you want my opinion?
Real quick, can you give me the Cliff's Notes version of your opinion?
Yeah, wasn't the time or the place. I appreciate that something washed over her, but that's something that could have just as easily been done 5 minutes later after the presser, and the same sentiment could have been pushed across.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Well said, Dan Ball. All right, that's going to do it for the three-point stances today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, great win for your New England Patriots, 16-3. The ups, the downs, the defensive dominance. It's time for a TED Talk. Ted Johnson's breakdown up next here on WEEI Afternoons.